More than 100 local government areas and regions across Australia have been declared natural disaster zones because of flooding over the past 3 weeks. Last night, areas in Western Australia, including parts of the Pilbara, Gascoyne and the Midwest, were added to the Commonwealth's list. The water level in the town of Carnarvon is still high after it received a year's rainfall in 24 hours last week. The West Australian Premier, Colin Barnett, has been to the stricken town and afterwards he spoke to AM's David Webber.
It's a very extensive flood. In fact, it's a record flood for the Carnarvon-Gascoyne region. But can I say, the people on the ground, the Shire, the emergency services, the volunteers have done just a remarkable job. So there is not a sense of panic, although there is obviously going to be significant damage to infrastructure.
What are some of the things that you saw from the air?
Well, to fly into Carnarvon was quite a remarkable sight. Muddy, almost chocolate-coloured water covering an area probably 10 to 15 kilometres both north and south of the town. In fact, difficult to tell the difference between the land area and the ocean because, of course, that chocolate colour flowed well out into the sea. The township itself was protected by the levee banks, and while one broke, essentially the town remained dry. But along the riverbank where the horticultural areas are, they were pretty well underwater.
What's been the impact on the horticultural producers? Is it possible to get an estimate at this stage?
A lot of damage to their production. For example, horticulturalists that had put in new plantings of, say, mango trees, most of those would have been swept away. Quite a lot of damage to fences, to sheds, equipment, machinery. But their main concern is that they have produce which is picked. Some of them have generators, so they've still got their cool sheds operating. Some of them don't, because power supplies have been cut. Others have crops ready to be picked, that if they can't be picked and transported to market in the next few days, they will lose that. So I would suggest hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, of loss in horticultural production.
Any idea on the livestock losses?
No, look, difficult to say. There are, I think, 105 pastoral stations in the broader Gascoyne area. The police and other emergency services did need to airlift through helicopter, lift people off the roofs of their stations. But look, some quite harrowing stories of people, you know, spending the night on the roof, realising at the same time that their livestock were basically drowning or being swept away.
West Australian Premier Colin Barnett speaking to David Webber.